This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
If you are one of the nearly 20 million people in California now fully vaccinated for COVID-19, you may be wondering what happens if you lose or misplace your vaccine card. As Eyewitness News reporter Leticia Juarez tells us, there's a new safe digital way to prove you've been vaccinated.
What? This is a vaccine passport. I don't care. You call it a card. You call it a digital thing. If it's going to provide you with access to things that people that don't have this can't go do or see or be, then it's a passport. But this is all about Orwellian definition changes. Super Don, my goodness. I'm glad I'm not in California. I'm glad you're not in California, but dag damn it. This is, again.
Hold on a second. You're being a conspiracy theorist.
What's the theory here? Tell me where I'm theorizing.
Governor Newsom in California was very clear, and he said, and I remember him saying this, that there will be no vaccine passports, and then this will actually be called electronic vaccine verification. It's not a passport. Mm-hmm. It's vaccine verification.
You just made my point for me. You just made my point for me. This is, what is a passport? It's verification that you're authorized to go somewhere. Without the verification, are you going to be stopped from going to certain places? Tell me.
No. This is for convenience, because this way you don't have to carry the paper card, because, you know.
Are you carrying water for Newsom now? What the hell are you doing?
It's all kind of like folded and bent, or the corners get ripped off and stuff. So it's
an electronic vaccine passport. And it's not even a vaccine. Okay, all right, we want to split hairs.
Version,
what?
Just an electronic version of the paper
it's an ID. It's a de facto ID to travel.
All right, listen. Let's let the news report explain this to you so you get it, because I think you've got it all wrong.
No.
California is making it easier for vaccinated residents to keep track of their vaccination status. Today, Governor Newsom unveiled the state's digital COVID-19 vaccine record.
Passport.
This is basically taking a card that's a physical card and digitizing it.
The state's website allows users to input their information to create a 4-digit PIN. A digital version of their vaccination record is then sent to them.
Personally, I believe it's a better idea than having those paper ones. Mine's already destroyed, and I just barely got the vaccination like 2 weeks ago.
See? That's all.
All right, so basically, my passport has been mutilated. Now I have a digital version of it. You see?
Card. It's just that thing that they give you when you get your vaccine, says you've been back. It's not a passport.
Tell me how it's not a passport. Look, you're not going to win this argument. Everybody that's listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now is on my side. This is a passport.
Governor Newsom said he wasn't going to do it.
What, is Governor Newsom like God or governor?
It's just technology making things.
No, it's a technicality. It's a redefinition. He's basically saying we're not going to call it a passport.
Let's listen to some more of the news report. I think they'll explain it here.
The digital card makes it harder to forge and easier for businesses that now need to verify their employees' vaccination status in order to go maskless in compliance with Cal OSHA's new work safety regulations.
Particularly for large employers with multiple employees at various sites, this could be very beneficial in helping them implement an electronic vaccine verification system.
So this is for employment. It's not a passport. It's just for people that want to get a job. And when the job says they can't work there unless they've been vaccinated,
right.
Now they have a very convenient way without having to use their paper card. Now they can just show them, like the QR code so they can get a job. That's not a passport.
No, okay, it's a mask port. It's a mask port. It'll allow you access without a mask, but it's still limiting your ability to travel freely in what was formerly the United States of America, or in this case, the commie state of California. Just absolutely incredible. Again, it's a redefinition of words. It's verbiage. It's Orwellian. This is a passport by any other name. And, what are we going to do with Newsom? He's got a recall petition. It's already passed. What does he think this is going to win him Democrats back? I guess some of the scared rats.
I'm going to stop playing devil's advocate because it's gotten silly at this point, because you're right. This is what they did is they took what would have been a vaccine passport, and they just put a different name on it.
Yes.
And made it something else.
No, that's what I've been saying. And I know you're doing the devil's advocate thing, but I think it's important because people are going to hear that. Just like you said, this argument that it's not, but it is, but it's not, but it is. It's like, this is how they keep people off base, confused. We're just telling you, look, I'm the governor. I'm saying it's not a passport, so it's not a passport. It's an appeal to authoritarianism.
Richard Pan is quoted in here saying it's no different than someone's vaccine card.
Yeah, since when in America did you have to use a vaccine card to be able to travel, to transit, to go to work, right?
Here's the thing. Listen, he said, the way I understand it, is that there aren't going to be any mandated vaccine passports in California. But what they're doing is they're allowing businesses and things like that to make up their own mind as to whether you have to show proof of vaccination before.
Right. It's plausible deniability that it's not a state sanctioned thing, but it is. And you have the ability, and funny, because California is not a pro-business state, but now suddenly they're going to go, well, we'll let businesses decide. Yeah, right. The businesses that don't comply, what did we learn about over the course of the scamdemic? We learned that they're going to fine you. They're going to try and out you in some way to make you like the ostracized company of California. In the meantime, a lot of people are leaving and have left California. And I would say, and by the way, the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com as we crank up with intensity, I guess, today, our broadcast week right here on GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. We do 2 hours a day, five additional days of the week, Monday through Friday. Just come on over to robertscottbell.com/listen. You can watch and listen anytime, archives, podcasted, etc. Now, I want to say a solution here is being an example for us all. We're not big fans of the woke NFL, the hashtag woke NFL. That's the National Football League. But dag nam it, Cole Beasley used to be a New England Patriot. He caught a lot of passes from Tom Brady. He's now with the Buffalo Bills. He is a pro-freedom professional athlete. There are a few of them. There may be more than we think, but many of them are afraid to speak out, because maybe they haven't had as many years under their belt as Cole Beasley has. But let's check this link out. I know it's the one we got is Epoch Times, but it's worthwhile getting a free subscription to be able to see it. Buffalo Bills player Cole Beasley made clear his pro-freedom position to the NFL and NFL Players Association in regards to their new vaccine protocol, and said he would rather give up playing than get the COVID-19 shot. Quote, unquote here, I will be outside doing what I do. I'll be out in public. If you're scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated. I may die of COVID, but I'd rather die actually living. Dude, finally a man with cojones. With the wimpy wonka males in America going, I play football, but I'm not going to say anything like Cole Beasley said. Right? You may be big, but you ain't a man until you step it up and go, you know what? I got my rights, I got my freedom, and I would rather walk away than give up on that and become a slave to this.
Here's the actual quote here. I pulled it up on NFL.com, so okay. I get the whole thing in case you don't have an Epic Times. I'll put this in the notes. But he says, I will be outside doing what I do.
Yeah, I just read that.
Public.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Scared of me, then steer clear or get vaccinated.
It's great. He says, I have family members who...
No, I don't know who Cole Beasley is.
That's okay. You don't have to know who he is, but he's a slot receiver. He's caught a ton of passes from Tom Brady, I believe also Super Bowl and stuff. So he's got a history. He's not a slouch NFL player. Now, and even if he was, I'd still be going, dude, stepping up. Thumbs up to you, my friend. He says, I have family members whose days are numbered. If they want to come see me and stay at my house, then they are coming regardless of protocol. I don't play for the money anymore. My family has been taken care of. So, again, he's in a position now that he's actually, you know, going, look, I'll walk away. I'll walk away because my values are more important than the money. He says he loves his teammates. He enjoys playing ball. But, God, you know, in this case, he's doing a great service here. By the way, here, let me give you another quote, if you don't mind. Hold on. I want to read this.
Yeah.
He says, I'm not going to take meds for a leg that isn't broken. Freaking A, dude. That's awesome. Yeah. That's like I've said about, I'm not lighting my child on fire to keep your child warm, or I'm not lighting myself on fire to keep you warm. Like the whole vaccine thing. Oh, you're not being vaccinated. Oh, you want me to die. No, sorry. I don't want to take the risk. You want to take the risk, go ahead and knock yourself out. And if you can't, that's on you, not me. He said, I'd rather take my chances with COVID and build up my immunity that way. Eat better, drink water, exercise, and do what I think is necessary to be a healthy individual. That is my choice based on my experiences and what I think is best. I'll play for free this year to live life how I've lived it from day one. If I'm forced into retirement, so be it. Dude, super nice. You got to give this guy some cred here.
Yeah, well, I mean, kudos to him. I mean, obviously he's in a position where he can basically take it or leave it at this point as far as being in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, he's taking a stand. And it's made the press. I just typed in Cole Beasley.
Oh, dude, there's so much backlash. They're like the hashtag woke population going, oh, Cole Beasley's a criminal. He's horrible. He's an anti-vaxxer now, right? Just no critical thinking.
Interesting. Cole Beasley.
Yeah. So check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. I just started following him on Twitter to give him a thumbs up because, you know, these people that speak up, speak out, it's not that we can really counteract all the numbnuts that are kind of, you know, that are going to try to out him as an anti-vaxxer because they won't take on the merits of his argument. The merits of his argument are very libertarian. I want to live my life as I need to. I don't have a broken leg. Why are you giving me medicine for a broken leg, right? And, of course, all the woke people will go, oh, Bill, you're going to take the shot, so you don't get the thing. Well, maybe he's already had it. What do we know? You have natural immunity. So, well, real wide. The WHO says so. Well, here it's real. Here we support your right to stand up and say, no, I will not become a medical experiment for your arrogant medical mafia. Back after this.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it here. Very animated start, Superdon. You really got me going with that so-called passport that's not a passport, Governor Newsom. I'm just hoping that Democrats find a soul in themselves to step up and go, you know what, this is a slippery slope. It may not sound like we might be able to pretend it's not, but it is. And what it leads to, remember, this is not the first mRNA experiment. They're intending to have an mRNA shot that they're calling a vaccination for dozens, if not hundreds of things, because Big Pharma's future depends on it. They have no blockbuster drug. Actually, we're going to get to the one that they hope is that's not for Alzheimer's. We'll cover that in just a little bit, but it's just a mess. And I'm just asking, I'm appealing to whatever brain cells people have out there in California to stand up, step up, be like Cole Beasley and say no. And as I said, you've got to be willing to walk away and not become a medical experiment. Again, there are arrogant medical men and women who see no problem in violating the Nuremberg Code here. And, of course, you mentioned that. People are getting you banned because you don't bring up the Nuremberg Code, because that actually has some teeth. Violating the Nuremberg Code. No true informed consent. You're telling me this is a safe and effective vaccine. It's still undergoing clinical trials. How much BS are you going to throw out there and get away with it? I am not going to let you get away with it. Not here on this show, of course. But I am going to answer some questions for you. It's time for a question of the day.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day today is coming from Sandy. You can see it's written up in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. It says, hey, RSB, I have a tooth infection with a small lump and pain on my lower jaw beneath the tooth and swelling, but no pain on my outer jaw. I'm taking silver. We always use the bioactive silver hydrosol here, like Sovereign Silver or Gent 23. But not sure if it's enough. It's been about 5 days. I've managed to get the throbbing to stop, but it's uncomfortable. I have Merc-Sol, which is short for Mercurius Solubus. Again, that's Harry Potter for a form of mercury that is safe to use, the only form homeopathically, that sometimes is indicated for gum issues, tooth abscesses. And Sandy also says she's doing some cell salts. What is a good dosage or any stuff I could do, and when would a person be worried to seek other, let's say, TX? I'm thinking RX. You think that she meant RX in that one? You're not even looking at the question of the day, are you, Super Don?
Yeah, she totally meant RX on that.
Thank you. Okay, I just want to run by you. I'm getting excited here with this question. It's just, yeah, I could do one. Okay, what should I seek other drugs, basically, she's asking. All right, that's a valid question. Fair question. Dentist will see me next week. Appreciate you sending love, Sandy. Well, you know, when they send love, Super Don, we definitely have to answer. There's no way around it.
All right, so going back to the beginning of this, a tooth infection with a small lump and pain on my lower jaw beneath the tooth and swelling, but no pain on the outer jaw.
Mm-hmm.
Lower jaw beneath the tooth.
Yeah.
But none on the outer jaw.
Now, I know you're thinking about this because you've had some abscesses in the jaw.
But I have suffered this type of situation more than once.
Very visible, though, with you. I remember it was like a golf ball in your...
You know, because you saw one time.
Yeah.
There was one time I ended up having to take a day off.
Mm-hmm. Rare. Brutal. Scared me, dude.
But you were commenting because you said it looked like some kind of Hollywood special effects thing.
It did.
With my face, it was pretty crazy. But, yeah, so in any case, I can tell you that as long as you don't get into a crisis situation, and if you can catch it early enough, the silver really makes a huge difference. It really, really, really does.
But she was asking if she's taking it enough. That's one of the things, right?
Well, and how often did she say she was taking it?
She didn't. She just said she's concerned she's not taking enough, but the throbbing went down, so that means there is an impact.
Yeah, so here's my advice, having gone through this several
times. No advice, just information.
Well, personal, okay.
Yes.
Here's what I did and what worked for me.
Beautiful.
First off, silver, you can't take enough. When you're dealing with something like that, there isn't enough. You just keep doing it. So you go out, you get yourself, you know, like maybe like a 16-ounce bottle. Which
yeah,
is,
you mainline the stuff every hour, every 20 minutes, every 10, whatever you got to do. Hold it in the area, pull it over the area. I agree.
As much as you can. And if you're dealing with pain, putting CBD directly, liquid CBD, like the CBD oil.
That helped you a lot. Yeah. Go. By the way, CBDNF.com, RSV15, certified organic U.S.-grown hemp now we have available. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And one other thing, Sandy, the other homeopathic remedy you're missing here that'll take it over the top, at least until you can get to a dentist if you need other work. Hefar Sulfur Calcarium. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
21 senators have pitched a much smaller proposal than the Biden administration's $4 trillion infrastructure plan, which invests in roads, bridges, and other projects. But that's not good enough, says Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders.
What is in the bipartisan bill in terms of spending
is, from what I can see, mostly good. It is roads and bridges, and we need to do that. That is what we are proposing in our legislation, but in much greater numbers.
Senator Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press. Democrats are seeking to include climate change mitigation and new investments in areas like child care in their proposal. Several bicyclists were critically injured when a driver plowed into them at a road race northeast of Phoenix. Police then chased the suspect and shot him. A 35-year-old man hospitalized in critical condition. And witnesses say a driver appeared to intentionally slam into spectators at a pride parade in South Florida last night, killing one, seriously injured another. They were arrested. USA Radio News. As discussions over infrastructure continue, many say cybersecurity needs to be part of it. Dan Naraki reports from the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau.
Talks over a bipartisan infrastructure spending proposal continue as a bill from a bipartisan group of senators is being scrutinized from both sides of the aisle. On Friday, the White House said it couldn't support indexing the gas tax to inflation, something that is used to pay for the projects in the group's latest proposal. There are still also disputes over what should be in an infrastructure plan. Congressman Tony Gonzalez says there needs to be a conversation about what priorities have to be addressed first. But the Texas Republican tells Fox News that cybersecurity is one that should be included.
We really have to have the discussion on what is infrastructure. And the other thing I would add is I would like to see some cybersecurity aspect in there. We've seen some of the most recent things occur with the pipeline, with the meat factory and others, meat plants and others. So we got to ensure cybersecurity is included in that infrastructure discussion.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Welcome back, my friends. We've got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Once again, it's not just Sundays for those of you listening live on GCN or home and broadcast radio syndication. Two additional hours each and every day, Monday through Friday. And live then, 3 to 5 Eastern. And that's noon to 2 Pacific. Archives always available through many podcast sites, as well as full-on video archives are available for a time at robertscatbell.com/listen. And Brighteon, our friends that don't censor us, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, instead of YouTube, which we've been banned on YouTube and Spotify. But that doesn't deter us, Super Don. We're going to keep letting it rip for health, freedom, and healing liberty. So I mentioned HEPAR sulfur calcarium, H-E-P-A-R sulfur, second word. Sometimes it's shortened to HEPAR sul, S-U-L. 15X is my preferred attenuation or potency, but if you find a 6C, a 12C, a 12X, a 24C, a 30C, whatever, 30X, whatever you can get, all right, for Sandy. That's my follow-up there. Now, other things I mentioned, the CBDNF.com. Super Don, could you let everybody know about that? Because we're still running a contest. If you haven't yet bought from Nutritional Frontiers, the first we've got now, organic, U.S. certification, grown in Colorado, handpicked, clean as can be. It's just amazing. Our friends there have set up a webpage, CBDNF.com, and the code RSB15. Now, if you just sign up, you don't even have to buy anything. They'll send you a thank you, like, sample pack. What do they do then?
All you got to do is go over to CBDNF.com. If you haven't done so yet, create a free account over there by clicking on the login link up at the top of the page. That'll take you to another page where you can create a free account. Doesn't cost you anything. And what will happen is Nutritional Frontiers will send you some free CBD samples. When you get those in the mail, take a picture with your samples, send them to me at askrsb@gmail.com. That's askrsb@gmail.com. And you will then be entered into a contest that we'll be holding at the end of the month to get a little gift basket of CBD products and possibly some other products that Nutritional Frontiers carries sent to you courtesy of our friend Tracy Straup
and Jamie Dorley and the crew there. Yeah, they're awesome.
Jamie Dorley. Yep, yeah, absolutely.
They're so generous. Like, we were going to give away one of our personal, shares of what we got, right? We got some CBD. Right. They're like, no. Well, we want to give them a gift basket. They're like, all right, how do you do it? Well, again, go there, sign up. It's free to do so. We'd love for you to buy something. Use the code RSB15 to get 15% off, and then send in your picture when you get the samples. Also, we're going to be doing a giveaway, a homeopathic giveaway, an allergy remedy from our good friend Dr. King. We do the first Friday of every month, the Healing Revolution, as we've done for many years. And, in order to get that, you just got to sign up for email alerts at robertscatbell.com, and Super Don will send out a blast to you and say, this is how you enter. And there's hardly anybody that enters these things. I mean, it's like, who wants to win something? This is way better than the vaccine lottery. That's stupid. This is you could actually get something good for you. this is awesome. Also, let's see, what else we got to remind people about? Any upcoming events that we need to know? I know we got the Health Freedom Expo October 2nd and 3rd. I know you got time to plan for it. That's coming.
Yep.
We got the Legacy Summit for those that go to Trinity School of Natural Health or into natural health and want to learn more. I have a lecture on demand that's at the bottom of the notes every day. It's on Clinical Homeopathy 101 Plus through Trinity School, trinityschool.org. And what about? I always think I'm forgetting to say thanks to some folks that are really awesome. Our patrons. Of course.
Our patrons. Yeah, so we've got our AMA coming up tomorrow on Monday.
That's right. So Monday the 21st, for those of you listening or watching live, as little as $4.99 a month supporting this message, you are in. We do a Zoom meeting once a month, and we've been now decided we flip-flopped it sometimes Saturday mornings, sometimes Monday evenings. We might do another weeknight, but for now it's going to be 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern this Monday, which is the 21st of June. And you could win stuff, too. I got awesome T-shirts and RSB Show swag, which I'll still call it swag because I'm old. Apparently the young people call it something different. That sounds really weird, so I won't even say it. With that, speaking of old people, or what used to be old people, Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's. Now, we've covered in the last week or two a brand stinking new drug from the FDA. FDA says, yep, we're going to approve it. And yet, wasn't it a majority on the advisory panel saying, no, there really isn't any evidence that it actually has a benefit, that it works? And despite that, the FDA went ahead and went, well, let's put it out anyway. What else are we going to do, right? Am I right on that? That's my memory of it.
Yeah, I mean, you had you ended up having enough people that voted to approve this thing, but there was a lot of opposition to it as well. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. And this was a drug, from my understanding, that was rejected once before.
Mm-hmm.
This wasn't the first time that this drug had tried to get approval, but they ended up approving it this time. And the thing that's crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they've done studies on it, clinical trials or whatever, and thus far have not been able to show that the drug has any benefit.
Hello? Excuse me,
it's been approved.
What is it? What is it when the FDA approves a drug? They say they're declaring it to be safe and effective. Well, we're not even touching safety, which right now, the first 5 to 10 years of a drug, you learn about all the things it's not safe at doing, right? But usually they're like, there's a statistical significance to the proof that it is evidence that it does something. This drug doesn't have that. And so there was a letter written to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra and Michael A. Carome, M.D., director of Public Citizens Health Research Group, said in response to this, because there's been at least three, maybe more members of this advisory committee that have resigned. They said, this is ridiculous. We've said there's no reason for this drug to be on the market. And that Michael Carome guy said, the FDA's decision to approve aducanumab, oh, these idiot names they come up with, for anyone with Alzheimer's disease, regardless of severity, showed a stunning disregard for science, eviscerated the agency's standards for approving new drugs, and ranks as one of the most irresponsible and egregious decisions in the history of the agency. Gee, tell us how you really feel. That's not mild critique there. Quite stunning.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, they didn't pull any punches on that one. And apparently, there's another person here that made a statement here. The quote is: "The decision is a disastrous blow to the agency's credibility, public health, and the financial sustainability of the Medicare program."
So why would they say it can't be sustained? Why would they say that?
Well,
check out the cost.
Well, of the Medicare program. Well, here's why. The price tag on this. You see the price tag on this?
That's what I'm talking about.
$6,000 a year.
This is a gift. This is a gift. Whoever approved this drug is going to be retiring pretty with Biogen. Biogen, $56,000 annually for this infusion that has no evidence that it does anything for someone with Alzheimer's. Just astonishing. There's more people. Aaron Kesselheim, MD, one of the three FDA peripheral and central nervous system drugs advisory committee members who resigned in the wake of the approval, agreed with Public Citizen here. And by the way, the link is in the show notes. We're not making any of this stuff up. We don't. It's there. Read it. The drug decision, this one we're talking about, is the worst example yet of FDA's movement away from its high standards. Now, we might disagree that it has high standards, but let's just put that aside for a moment. This guy's a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School. And his other colleague from Harvard, Jerry Avorn, MD, wrote in the New York Times, "As physicians, we know well that Alzheimer's disease is a terrible condition. However," they added, "approving a drug that has such poor evidence that it works and causes such worrisome side effects is not the solution." So they're pointing out that it's not only not effective, that it's not safe. And this is the FDA that we have. This is the bureaucratic oligarchy that our buddy Jonathan Emord has written about for years with The Rise of Tyranny. And his newer book, if you haven't picked it up yet, The Authoritarians, Their Assault on Individual Liberty, The Constitution and Free Enterprise from the 19th Century to the Present. You want to learn about how this happened? It didn't happen overnight. And so, you want to bankrupt Medicare? Go ahead. Approve a drug that doesn't work and that has nasty side effects. That's the game? At this point, Superdon, I mean, what are we to conclude about FDA? They approve emergency use authorization of mRNA technology that is... Well, look, whether you believe it's cause and effect relationship, if you just look at the entirety of the vaccine adverse event reporting system, the 5 months or so that these experimental shots, jabs, have been on the market by EUA, there have been more deaths reported than to all other vaccines combined in the previous 20 years of VAERS data. I know. I hear all the naysayers, the skeptics say, oh, that's not proof of causation. Well, you've got the pattern recognition that apparently they can't see or won't see. They're paid too much not to see. That it's all about pattern recognition. You can't tell me that, oh, well, you know, this VAERS thing, suddenly now it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything. Like, all before you weren't complaining about it. And now suddenly it's like, you can't talk about the VAERS system. It's just you anti-vaxxers use it. No, this is the FDA CDC tool to monitor adverse reports so that they can be investigated. And we still don't know if they're actually investigating this stuff, other than we heard about young people. Emergency meeting. Remember Friday, the official, unofficial holiday, Juneteenth? Well, there was going to be an FDA emergency meeting to review the data. CDC meeting, emergency meeting to review the data about myocarditis, heart inflammation in young people, young males. And they're like, oh, no, it's a holiday. We'll wait. What emergency?
And it had just become a holiday the day before this emergency meeting, which is so funny.
You can forgive them for dude, look, can we do this holiday later? This is an emergency. Well, apparently they don't think it's an emergency.
It's an emergency. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, then the people, and I think they even postponed. It's not like they postponed it for Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I think it got pushed to like the 28th of
whenever the regular ACIP meeting is going to be. Yeah.
Right.
But we care. Yeah. We care. Super Don, we care. I can hear George Carlin now all over this. All over this from the other side of the realm. Just amazing. Absolutely. By the way, Alzheimer's, neurological degeneration diseases, we've covered on the Robert Scott Bell Show for years and years and years and years and years. Essential fatty acids, omega-3s we need. We need healthy saturated fats. Brain and nervous tissue needs it. We need cholesterol, which means we need a healthy liver, which means we need selenium, the single most important neuroprotective mineral, bar none, except when we deal with aluminum, then silica. You want to prevent Alzheimer's? Fractions of a penny on the drug dollar. It's embarrassing. $56,000 a year. You'd be lucky to spend $1,000 in a year to get all the selenium and silica you would want to prevent or reverse this. In addition to CBD, in addition to gut health, probiotics, you name it. But that's the stuff we do here at the Robert Scott Bell Show. Unapproved by any federal agency, just the way you like it. RobertScottBell.com. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, Super Don, you know, I've got the 976 Robert voice today, or 1-900 Robert voice today. It's a little gruff. I got one of those things that they call a summer cold. Oh, no, it's COVID. No, it's cold. So whatever, dude. You know what? It's just a little sniffly. I'm out, and I'm okay. But, you know, toughing it out. Super Don's firing me up with these stories that we've covered today. And just like I said, this is our reason for being. This is why we're here. But out in the garden, Super D, I don't know if you put the picture in the notes. My first zucchini of the season. It's not like when I was in Florida when I can grow year-round, higher desert in the West. It's different. But I'm excited. We're going to be in the zucchini for a while. We've got other stuff growing coming up, but it's still way behind where I'm used to even a few years into this. So I don't know if you've been out in your raised bed yet. A little bit you were, but I'm just encouraging, reminding you, don't forget, plant something really delicious.
Yeah, I didn't this weekend because
birthday party
hotter than heck, and I had a grandchild birthday party.
Yeah, so I get the party, but the hotter than heck, it's
I have excuses. Yes,
no. Look, Marjorie Wildcraft, she's out. It's hotter than heck, and they got humidity where she is. She's not making excuses. No. Just saying.
Puerto Rico. I guess they do have humidity there.
Oh, boy, do they, yeah. But anyway, go back and listen to the archive. Wasn't that Monday, last Monday show, was it? Or was it already a week or more? We had Marjorie Wildcraft on. That was awesome. She was terrific.
It was last week. Yeah, it was Monday.
Yep. So we'll see what happens in the second hour. But for now, full circle on this hour as we open with California with not vaccine passport, vaccine passport. Headlines at ABC News, and you can catch this in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Headline reads, universities can't require vaccines. Arizona, neighboring state of California, governor's executive order. The governor insists that masks and testing remain optional in public schools. That's Governor Doug Ducey, an EO executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from requiring COVID-19 jabs or proof of vaccination to attend class. All right. I don't know. Ducey's probably not the perfect candidate. There is no such thing, really. There are no political saviors, but I will give him props on this particular issue. I would hope that the legislature in Arizona takes this up because, you know, the moment an executive order is written, another governor comes in and rescinds it. So that's always the pattern. But it's kind of interesting because we're seeing pushback in the various states. Some have legislatively, Superdon said, no vaccine passports allowed. And I'm like, well, how are they going to do it? They already acknowledge they can't do it at the federal level. So what do you see happening here?
Well, kind of goes along the lines, I think, of what we saw in California, you know, I mean, at the beginning of the hour. They're going to either weasel their way in by calling a pig a chicken, expecting you to think that you're going to believe it.
Right.
Or, you know, like we talked about before, actually, if you remember, Biden started the whole trend of doing the, well, no, we're not going to make people do as if like that. But, you know, if the states want to, they can. And then the states will say, well, no, there's not going to be a mandate. But you know what? If the businesses want to, they can. So, I, you know, I don't know. It's still unfolding. This is still a fluid situation. We're just going to have to see where this goes. I think some businesses are going to do it. I know there's some here that are trying to do it, even where I live.
Wow.
Which is a fairly conservative area.
Rural Southern Oregon. Wow, that's bad. Well, I think that that's the flooding out of certain areas and into others for people that say, you know what, I need to find people who are like me.
Free market, you know, the free market system, I think, is going to prevail in this situation. Because,
well, it should. It should. Ultimately, you should be able to say, I don't want to support that company. But the problem is, when the government makes it a de facto mandate that's not a mandate, just like a vaccine passport that's not a passport, it becomes difficult for people to choose because there's nobody left, right? So there isn't a free market then. When they claim, oh, it's a free market doing it, businesses get to decide, well, you've incentivized them to such a degree or penalized them to such a degree, you can say it's not a mandate, but it's a soft mandate. It's a de facto mandate. So, folks, where is freedom? Where is freedom? It's right here. On the Robert Schiavelle Show, where we step it up, and again, acknowledgement, shout out to Cole Beasley and others that are willing to stand up. And please, you know, you're in this audience, and you know what you believe. Reach out to him or others that are speaking out and say, you know what, props to you. We appreciate you. Love you for doing so. Because, you know, those people do have a voice and impact. I don't, you know, we don't celebrity worship here. We don't sports authority, you know, worship you. But we appreciate those who are in positions of influence and their willingness to speak out, because there is risk in speaking out. In a time of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And that's why I'm here to remind you simply that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing. To be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.